The main character at the gospel this Sunday is John the Baptist. He is the voice in the desert, announced by the prophet Isaiah. He is the one inviting the people of Israel to prepare the way of the Lord through repentance and baptism. He has very clear to himself that he is only the messenger, the instrument sent by God to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. And he himself is a living witness of conversion and repentance in his own life. He is a visible sign for people to see repentance and conversion. Last Sunday, we were invited to be alert. This Sunday, the invitation is to prepare the way of the Lord. So today is an opportunity to make our own evaluation about our ways of life. It should be an opportunity to ask ourselves, how are we living our Christian life? How are we using all the opportunities, talents, skills, and abilities given by our God to us? What does it mean for us, conversion? What do we need to renew in our life? What do we need to make straight in our life? In the relationship with our family, our community, and the people around us. And then St. Paul in the second reading gives us a few tips for answer that last question. What is needed to make straight in our life? St. Paul invited the believers and us to love, to grow every day in that virtue of loving, loving others, loving ourselves. But it's not only the idea of loving, but through concrete actions. First, through justice, being just with those around us. And justice begins by home, to recognize the value of the other person in the house and the value of everything that the other person does for us or that we do for them. Justice also with our neighbors, with those around us. Then St. Paul continues and invites us to do, as expression of love, everything that is right. To choose what is right and worthy. We always have the possibility and the option to say, to choose between good or bad. St. Paul encouraged us and invited us to do always what is right. That is mean to be a righteous person. And all of that because we love God. And Paul prayed that the one who called us may bring to completion what he has begun in us. Those words are saying for us in our ordination, the day when we were ordained, at the end of the rite, the bishop will say to that, will say that to us. May the Lord bring to completion what he has begun in you. And that is the wish of Paul for all of us, that the best way to prepare, to be prepared for Christmas, for the coming of the Lord, is to practice justice, to do what is right and good and worthy, and of course, to love. Paul said to continue growing in that love, that we may discern what is the will of God in our life in this moment of history. Merciful and loving Father, strengthen our hope in your promises and in your presence. Let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.